Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am on Daniel Villafane, V-I-L-L-A-F-A-N-E. Daniel Villafane is a 43-year-old male who reports he injured his heels at work on 1/13/22. Appeared at that time he fell off of a ladder from a height of 3 stories and landed on his feet. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room at Atlantic City. Appeared with this and further evaluation, Andrew sends his final diagnosis to be broken heels. Appeared these were repaired surgically on 1/15/22. Period, he completed his course of active care 6 or 7 months ago. Period. Mid-paragraph. As per his claim petition, he fell off of a roof on 1/13/22 and fractured both feet. Period, medical records show he was attended to by EMS personnel that same day. Period, he was seen at AtlanticCare emergency room and underwent various CAT scans to be inserted. Period. He was diagnosed with bilateral calcaneal fractures. Period. There was likely extension into the subtalar joint bilaterally. Period. The fractures were comminuted. Period. The left calcaneal fracture appears more comminuted and appears to be depressed. Period. The history he provided was that he fell from about 1 story off of a 12-rung ladder, landing directly on both heels. Period. He was placed in posterior splints to both ankles and was referred for specialist consultation after discharge. Period. And underlying this, the actual date of injury appears to be 1/3/22, not 1/13/22. Period. New paragraph. On 1/14/22, he followed up at the hospital. Period. Repeat x-rays were performed to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on 1/14/22, Dr. Bailowitz, B.A. Z-Y-L-E-W-I-C-Z, performs surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up with him post-operatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. As of 2/1/22, his incisions were healing well throughout the heels with no erythema, drainage, or fluctuance. Period. Ongoing diagnosis for displaced fracture of the body of the left calcaneus and right calcaneus. Period. Suture removal was performed. Period. His progress was monitored through 6/7/22. Period. On that occasion, Dr. Bazowitz repeated x-rays to be inserted as marked. Period. He was going to weight bear as tolerated with both lower extremities. Period. He was cleared to return to work full duty with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed open surgical scar on the lateral aspect of the left foot. Period. On the right lower extremity, there were 2 surgical scars on his sole and 6 round scars posteriorly near the Achilles. Period. the L-shaped scar on the left lateral ankle, had a transverse stem measuring 3.5 inches and a longitudinal stem measuring 2.5 inches. Period. Motion of the right ankle was diminished to 10 degrees of dorsiflexion, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the left ankle, as well as both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. And your muscle test was 4+, resisted right plantar flexor, and 4/5 for left plantar flexor strength. But was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. He was tender to palpation at the calcanei. Bilaterally. Period. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with a broad-based gait. Period. He was able to walk on his toes, but not on his heels. Period. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat more than is typical. Period. Impressions on 1/3/22, Daniel Villafane fell from a height when he was removing Christmas decorations from a roof. Period. He landed on his feet. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where x-rays identified fractures of each heel, which were immobilized. Period. He also came under the care of Dr. Baselowitz. Period. On 1/14/22, he performed surgery on each foot to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Villafane had serial x-rays postoperatively demonstrating healing of his fractures. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. As of 6/7/22, Dr. Baselowitz discharged him from care to full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about each foot and ankle. Period. There was mildly decreased range of motion about the right ankle, only in dorsiflexion. Period. He had mild weakness in bilateral plantar flexor strength. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the heels, feet, and ankles were negative. Period. He ambulated with a broad gait. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the right foot and 10% permanent partial disability referable to the left foot. Period.